Blog Talk Radio.
Varsity Music. Emax the Image. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire. It was built from scratch. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing. 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 I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it.
Yeah.
When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news. Blessed with awards. Black on black crime. We're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event. Huh, where were you? I came. I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. The conqueror, thanks those with dynasties. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Squish Fam CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came. I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. We doing it, we doing it, what? 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 We doing it.
Wouldn't you like to see us? Wouldn't you like to be us? Man, that song right there, Conquered, it says a lot about the area that we're in. And at right now, welcome once again to Al Porter, M-A-N, in the street, chapter 5, verse 25. Man in the street, that man is an acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. The number right here for those who called in, 646-478-0944. I have three quick disclaimers, only three quick disclaimers, and I appreciate those who took the time to call in. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the 216 area code for both numbers. I'll be going to 213 first to see what's on your mind, and then after that, I will be going to none other than 216-209 to see what's on your mind as well. Man, my mind is still mind blown. but I'll get into that in just a little while. Let me get these disclaimers out the way. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may go to your phone line and see what's on your mind. You're important. If you can't talk, that's all right. You can stay silent. I promise I will get to you ASAP, and I'll just put you back on hold if you can't talk, and you can still listen. That's what we'll do for you. The top 10 things from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Wow, and our greatest import and export is in entertainment. So we're going to go through some things entertainment-wise. Start at number 10 with Emax the Image. Number 9, the debut of 48 Hours of Life. We'll get into what that is in just a little while. Number 8, the debut, New Life. More on that in just a little while. Number 7, the debut, Suave. Man. Suave definitely has some new product for sale. Congratulations. Number 6, Black House Sounds, Cleveland Conscious Rap, in a film as well. It has a few more things in the works, so we're real happy about that. Number 5, moving up, HJazz Music, donating time and resources to the African Museum and the Black Man's Army CD that he did produce, promote, and all of that. Number 4, moving up, Black Odyssey, thousands of YouTube views, filming videos. Congratulations, much respect. Number 3, wow, the debut of Domestic Violence Panel featuring Young Scola and more. We'll get to that in just a little while. Moving on up, the African Museum, the Black Man Army collabo, you know, Black Man Army Movement Music Volume 1, over 15,700 have heard it from the bus and different activities. Nice thing that was done the past weekend. Number one, the debut, Biggest Entertainment. Hey, 52-year drought over. Most respect, Cavs, Lake Erie Monsters, Champs. More on those things in just a little while. Before I get to the phone calls, I want to definitely say Facebook. You can go and you can Facebook or Blog Talk Board and Wrestlers Club, D Gambit Radio, or I Am a Superwoman Radio. You know, this coming week, 9 p.m., I Am a Superwoman Radio, Blog Talk, Positive K, made the song I Got a Man. He'll be interviewed. That's June the 24th. Why is that important? Oh, yeah, that's my birthday, and I'll get a chance to help co-host that particular thing. I'm very thankful that I was asked to do that. I will get to the 216-703 number as well. Like I say, a lot of big things going on. I also want to take the time, since I'm talking about that, whohasthepower.com. And I will talk about Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceofradio.com. That's Thursdays at 3 p.m. So, since this number has been on here waiting for a little while, I'm going to go to this 216-213 and see how you're doing out there. 216-213, you got anything you'd like to say?
Yes, hi, good afternoon, Mr. Porter.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, how are you?
I'm doing excellent, I won't even lie. I'm doing excellent. I just feel in a championship state of mind. That's why I started off the show with that Concord record. But go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to call and say I'm listening to the Blog Talk through the telephone, and I try to listen every week. And I just wanted to say that I like the fact that the Cavs won, and I like the fact that majority of people in Greater Cleveland, the area code is 216, and this year just happened to be 2016. So here's a similarity, and I enjoy your show, and that's pretty much it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate what you just said. Thank you. I appreciate it. You're welcome. Just hold the line. Sometimes people go back on hold and they wonder if that's it. You never know what a person might get a chance to play later on. But that's very deep that you said that. Before I go to the 216-209 and the 216-703, I mean, there are some people who would be out there and they'd say, yeah, no big deal. I mean, they won. It's going to be good for that. But my thing is, to me, I'm going to make this real quick and to the point. Some folks, if you live in a city and you come from a certain city like Pittsburgh or somewhere like New York, okay, you got the right to wear certain shirts. I give you that. That's cool. But for me, a Cavs win means that you suckers won't have to wear played-out Pistons, Heat, Bulls, Clippers, Lakers shirts and caps. A Cavs win for me means that the one-of-a-kind shirts that I've been wearing for the past few years, hey, I can still continue to wear it. You know, it's like this. If a child in your house gets a great report card, all right, if you're a parent and the child gets a great report card, people who may be teachers, they recognize it. If that child gets a great report card or score or something or a trophy and the family shows up, they don't just look at the kid and say, report card. The whole family is proud. Well, not unless they have a brother or sister who's not doing that well. But still, that smile is still there for the one who's not doing well. I mean, the Cavs winning the championship, to me, is not just the management, players, but the city. And me, I believe if I live here and if I can't enjoy it, I should move. I mean, it's good to have 20,000 fans greet the IX Center aviation field when the team came home. Thousands partied downtown, and besides dancing on top of a cop car or RTA bus, I think you had 5 arrests. I think somebody was shot in the leg during an attempted robbery. But let's look at all the thousands that were downtown. No riots. You know, Trump, you don't know us that well. Unfortunately or fortunately, we couldn't riot for 137 shots or Tamir. So basically, your threats of a riot is beneath us. That's what a Cavs win says to me. You also have to look at the fact that the Lake Erie Monsters, they're a minor league hockey team, but they're champions, won the Calder Cup. I think this coming Wednesday for the Cavaliers, 11 a.m. for the Cavs, there will be a parade. No team has come back from 3-1 in the finals. But it lets you know there's no excuse not to make it in your life, no matter what the hell you face. What does the Cavs mean to me with that win? That there's money in this city. If you ain't got none, you're just playing. People on street corners, they were selling T-shirts. Some people were making a killing selling pop, water, candy, and hot spots. I hope they save their money, but that's another talk for another time. And if the Cavs, Lake Erie Monsters winning is getting people to buy more of their merchandise, then it shows that there's money in this city to buy things and to buy product, even as artists. I look at Black Odyssey. They make money off of shows and video film and everything else. Black House Sound has shown they can make money off of shows. They've done that in the past. They're in a film now that's going to raise their rates sky high. CCR, one of the most inspirational original ideas that's ever been done. GMS Hood Famous TV, we document and do shows. You want cash? Brand yourself and promote. If something happens and you don't know how to promote your brand, go get someone who can. So to me, there are a lot of different things that win says to me. Before I go, we have some phone calls that I'm definitely getting to everybody who's on the line right now. I do want to go back and say real quick, this coming Saturday, June the 25th, Domestic Violence Conference, 1 to 5 p.m., Maple Heights Library at 5225 Library Lane, Maple Heights, Ohio, 44137, Main Auditorium. Special guest, Hope R.J. and Laura Cowan. Ronnie B. from 1008 Vision will be speaking at that domestic violence panel. Also on Saturday, might be able to make it after I get through it. Ward 5 Festival Parade is also this Saturday, 11 a.m. It starts off at 3030 Project Avenue by Tri-City Metro. It'll be hitting the trip to Unwin Road, Ward 5. But the Ward 5 Festival Parade is this Saturday, 11 a.m., 3030 Project Avenue by Tri-City Metro. I'll definitely be walking in that. If you have product, flyers, anything you want to pass out or your own banner, you might want to join ahead and do that. With that being said, I'm going to 216-209. I have talked too much. I apologize. 216-209, how you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Al. This is John from Black Odyssey.
I am not surprised. What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, I appreciate you just used that sentence in the last comment you made. I want to iterate on that. I try to be and set the tone for, you know, my group and the ones that I roll with me and my peers and everything. I try to set the tone to the point where there is no excuse attitude. There is no excuse to not be out here and applying yourself. And for all those who know personally, I'm going to put it out there for a lot of people who know, because it may be who don't know, because it may be inspiration for someone else. But I've been working two jobs for 4 years and only take 1 day off a week, and that's Saturday. And this record has been going, 4 years. I can honestly say it's really paying off. I mean, from all the things that we're doing, from shows, shooting videos for people, you have to put yourself in a position where you got to apply yourself and motivate others to apply themselves as well. It's kind of like what LeBron James do for the team. You go out there and you apply yourself and you facilitate. And what's not possible, make it possible. I mean, you know, I can't say it no other way. If you work hard, it will pay off. I'm living proof of it, although I ain't got the millions he got, but I know I'm working towards that. And once you put yourself in a position as of like that, you know, it'll feel a lot more comfortable being there than being on the other side of the other have not, because you didn't apply yourself as well. One of the second things I want to iterate on, I want to thank Stephen A. Smith. I think, you know, one of the things I do go out and do is when something big happens, you know, say in a sporting event, I always watch for the haters, whom there might be a hater that lurks to say something negative. And I forget the sports guy. You can go back and rerun it. It's one of the first ones to go up there with the sports talk, Stephen A. Smith. And they had the nerve to try to divide and conquer the Cavs on national TV. Tried to turn the report where it was Kyrie versus LeBron. And I'm glad he paid attention to that and snapped out of that and snapped the whole thing out of that and not allow that to become a media problem. Because, you know, we all know that ugly thing exists. And we call it racism, and it comes in different forms. And let's look at the root word of that, race. You're running a race. Efficient. So because this guy can't perform with the Cavaliers or whomever was on the court last night, he feels as though he has the right to say something negative about him. Not right.
Right.
Not right. Appreciate Stephen A. Smith for putting that out there and stopping the negativity.
I'm in on that. I appreciate the realness.
Oh, it's nothing to it. I know I kind of veered off subject a little bit, but I had to put note to where note needed to be noted at. And if anybody needs videos this summer for your music, I got a special going on for $85 a video. I'm saying it right now on the air. I tell a lot of people to inbox me for details, but I have a summer special going on, $85 of music videos. You can't beat that, and this won't last long. I'm just trying to put my services out there before things change and I have to raise the price on them. Because equipment costs, editing time costs, and I barely have any time to edit a video, so that costs me as well because it's taken from the fleet. So I hope you all understand that.
Yes, sir. And how can we get in touch with you?
You can start with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and put in BLAQODESSY. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, any one of those networks, even Google Plus. That's BLAQODESSY.
Got you. And who are some of the artists that you've done videos with already?
Oh, man. Jay Mayo, Native, Tay Wall, Max Spit. That's a few. It's a handful more. And some more I'm looking forward to doing video work for. That's just a few that I can think of right off the top. OG Disco. It's just so many of them I have already shot for. Nomad. Man, so many people I can think of right now. So the list is growing. Rob Cartel, even put input on the first video as well. So the list will keep going on and on. So if you're wondering if I'm seasoned or not, you can just take a look at the Black Odyssey YouTube page and go search on and on. Even Divog, I got a video for him I put out. So the list is going on and on. So.
Man, we appreciate everything that you do.
Oh, thank you, Al. Thank you. And I would like to thank you for your platform as well, helping us build a bigger brand for ourselves.
Hey, no problem. Please hold on to the phone line. I'm sure you'll like a couple of other things that we get into.
I sure will.
No problem at all. You know, it's an exciting time. I'm looking at numbers such as 216703. Wow, 440-4709. I do want to take the time to just let people know that you can catch blackonblackcleveland.com. That's the website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Or you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period. I have a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, which should kind of help you find out the right person. I also want to take the time to stop and definitely say thanks again to the Black Man's Army and the Sims Raiders. As they had the Become a Friend of the African American Museum Summer Jam fundraiser, which was the past Saturday. They had free food and drinks. The museum is located at 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. It was unfortunate I could not make it there, but it was a couple of things that I did make it to. I might get into both of those things in just a little while, but I do want to go back and say real quick that the Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays, 5 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time, WRE, 1490 a.m. on www.newstalkcleveland.com. And I must say that, you know, after the domestic violence thing, event and panel that I went to, myself, D. Woods, I would like to say Carrington Management, got a chance to go to New Life Missionary Baptist Church. That was at 13905 Diana Avenue. Cleveland, Ohio, 44108, and it was good to see pastors come from outside of the pulpit. Had a March Against Crime, Family Fun, Community Day, and that was at New Life Missionary Baptist Church. They marched, though, from about 140th and St. Clair back through, and it was nice as Survivors, Victims of Tragedy was there, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime. So that's one thing about this show, by it being called Music, Activism, and News, it almost seems like nothing is really off topics, so that's a good thing. So with that being said, I've been on talking too much. 216-703, please forgive me. How are you doing out there? 216-703?
Black House Song.
Oh, man, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent, man. I'm sitting up here. And I cannot believe how good your show going. I cannot believe how good you promoting Black House Sound. And I also cannot believe how these albums is starting to trick you late. And people are starting to really pay homage to Black House Sound. And we also paying homage to people. And I'm just so happy with the teaching that you bring when it comes to Black House Sound, because Black House Sound a mentor when it comes to the sheriff, because the sheriff run things in the radio station, Johnny Blaze, Black House Sound. What's up?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, man. I'm just thankful, man, because when I say it like this, when I think of Black House Sound, I think of a strong team. And I see that strong team, everybody playing their position and moving forward. And I'm really thankful to be an affiliate of such a strong team that's forward thinking and progressive. So that's what's up tonight.
Well, I want all the viewers to understand that we always in session. I got my boy Doug, and he about to holler at you. Here you go.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself, brother?
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, you already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? That CCR2, you know what I'm saying, is already in the work and is already fire. And we already about to, you know what I'm saying, just put it down the way it's supposed to be put it down. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, also for all you viewers out there, if y'all have not,
Blackout Sound.
That's right, Blackout Sound. And you know the motto is make real Cleveland music. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed. I'm going to ask you a question, man.
So, Joe Legacy, the only thing that we're trying to do is find all the local rappers that we can find, because pretty soon we will have a business front and the sheriff will be involved. Milligram will be involved. Endo will be involved. Joe Legacy will be involved. And we also have a young lady that's creating so many T-shirts for the city of Cleveland that will be involved.
Okay.
And we will have this business jumping. And it's something small, but at the same time as Blackout Sound, we starting to grow up. If we can't join the industry because they don't want real music, then we have to create an industry. And the sheriff taught me that. So that's what we working on. And I'm quiet for the rest of this conversation. Everybody that's listening, I support Cleveland artists, local artists. I support them. We support them. Blackout Sound, we need all of you to make this happen.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that message.
Blackout Sound, peace.
Peace. You know something? I can appreciate the way that message came through, because it was much necessary. Before I go to that 440479, I just want to say that he answered the question I was going to ask, because for a long time, I knew Black House as basically Endo, Joe, Legacy. And the thing about the Joseph Motley Jr. factor, being a producer, both of them tight on the lyrics, and you always had people come through and say, well, you know, so-and-so's this rapper, or, you know, so-and-so can flow, and they never let people divide them up. And it goes back to what was being said earlier from my brother from Black Odyssey talking about it. They never let anything break them up. If anything, they made sure that the team got stronger, kind of like Kyrie, LeBron. Nothing brought them down as that. Well, you know, Kyrie is younger. He's been a part of the team. LeBron's coming back. They're going to be jealous of this, that, and the other. And they ended up in the finals for 2 years under two different coaches, meaning they applied themselves to the different coaching patterns. Before I get to that 440, Father's Day the past week was very interesting, because last Wednesday I was on the steps of City Hall, but I was there because the clergy, community activists, called for citywide 48 hours of life celebration Father's Day weekend. As Cleveland prepared for Father's Day, the Cleveland Clergy Alliance, Hope RJ Speaker Productions, and Simply United Together held a press conference on the steps of City Hall. That was last Wednesday around 12 noon. And they called for churches, families, neighbors, business owners, young people to join for 48 hours of life for the past Father's Day weekend and put down the weapons in order to celebrate fathers and dads. They said, the incident in Orlando is one of the most horrific acts of violence in American history. But as we remember the lives lost there, we have to remain prayerful for those here at home in Cleveland, as gun violence, police brutality, domestic violence are occurring at alarming rates and destroying the fabric of our community. Traditionally, fathers receive neckties or T-shirts on Father's Day. Hey, I don't mind a T-shirt or a necktie. But this year, we ask Clevelanders to simply celebrate the life of a loved one rather than mourn another loss due to a senseless violent crime. As they joined as one at City Hall to pray for our neighbors in Orlando and plead for peace to celebrate fathers for 48 hours of life. Let me tell you something. Oh, yeah. Brown Report newspaper was there for that as well. And I find it very interesting that in spite of all the thousands of people downtown Cleveland, it showed that during the celebration time, only 5 people arrested. Like I said, one person was shot in the leg because of an attempted robbery downtown Cleveland. If that can be done, it lets you know that not just during a Cavs celebration, it can be done all the time. I'm coming to 440-479. You've been way, way patient with me and my loud mouth tonight. How are you doing out there?
Good. How you doing, Al?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful.
Very good. I want to thank
What's
you for coming
on?
Out.
What's going on?
Well, I want to thank you for coming out to the domestic violence seminar. It was historical. That was the first time ever that we can actually get a group of men to on stage to actually tell the stories about some of the things that has happened to them. So anytime now somebody has a seminar with men, I'm glad to see that because someone had to start that motion in Ronnie, and I believe that more men would actually come out and talk about, you know, abusive behaviors. And when I talk about that, I'm just talking about physical, but a lot of the stuff is emotional, you know, and verbal. So here again, I just wanted to say thank you to you and Chief Papalachik from Maple Heights, as well as Jay Traynor, who told a fantastic story about, you know, about his incarceration because he was falsely accused, as well as Dwight, who lost his 12-year-old daughter. So, you know, kudos to you. And I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate you and thank you for coming out Wednesday, you know, standing on the stairwell of City Hall with us as well. Highly appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I'm going to definitely say to you that I appreciate the fact that you were able to get some of our elected or selected officials to be up there and answer some of the tough questions, and that you wanted to make all of that inclusive. And I'll tell you one thing that I appreciate. There were so many groups that I didn't know existed that was an excellent networking event as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much. Here again, so anything that we can do on our end, the Brown Report, we always out in the community doing our thing like you're doing your thing. You know, let us know. Let us know. We can connect and, you know, definitely make some things happen for the collective whole because that's what it is about.
Thank you so much. And for those out there listening, how can people get a hold of the Brown Report newspaper?
Well, you know, there are two ways. One, you know, every week we do an online version, and all they have to do is go to the Brown Report newspaper on Facebook, or if they don't want to do Facebook, then, of course, they could email us directly at thebrownreport@outlook.com. That's thebrownreport@outlook.com, and get on our mailing list. We have a mailing list of over 6,000 readers via email, and that's awesome. And then, too, you know, the hard copy always comes out once a month. But the thing about that, we always place our hard copies either in Cleveland Ward 1, that's Lee Harvard area, Maple Heights, or Warrensville, because that's basically the areas, you know, that we cover. So, you know, feel free.
Right.
And then, too, they can always bother you, and you can become a paper man for us.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. So you all heard it right there. Definitely, I would not mind that at all. So I've just been given a new job, and that's an easy one because at least I'll be certain places with that paper. So we'll go to roll with it. So I thank you very much.
All right, sir. You have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
As a matter of fact, bye-bye. Before I play anything, I want to definitely just throw out there, you never know who might be listening. I didn't know that there were 7 types of abuse, which is the physical abuse, emotional abuse, financial abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, social abuse, and spiritual abuse. You know something? I'm putting an NW on this page, which means next week we have to break those things down a little bit more. I do want to let people know that if you all do or are suffering from those things, the Domestic Violence Center, 216-391-4357, Murtis H. Taylor, 216-283-4400. First call for help, this is easy, 211. Emergency, 911. Rape Crisis Center, 216-629-62. Well, wait a minute. Yep, got to make sure that my eyesight is the best. So I'm going to say 6192. And I have to say it again, the Domestic Relations Court is 216-443-8800. Rape Crisis Center, 216-619-6192. That's 6192. Westside Catholic Center, 216-631-4141. And Ohio Family Violence Center, 614-466-0306. So it's very important that when you start getting into certain things that you at least can deal with certain issues. But next week, I just have to get into the seven types of abuse because that is so very, very important. Before I go to this 216-406 phone call that's just hit me up, one place, if you ask about it and we get newspapers, probably might be the Black Man Army meetings, Cleveland Standard Time, 6 p.m., followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 7:15 p.m., 15415 Kipling Avenue, off Ivanhoe, between East 152nd Street, St. Clair Intersection, and Euclid Avenue, 44110 for that GPS system, so you can make it down there. Kicking it with Kim, MileOutRadio.com, 6 p.m. on a Monday, Cleveland Standard Time. Hey, I'm having fun. I'm getting things out of the way. As a matter of fact, I want to go to this phone line of 216-406. 216-406, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very well this evening. Brother Al Porter, this is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I Am a Superwoman Radio.
What is going on this evening?
Well, other than the heat and the calves, well, I don't know. That's a lot right there. That is a lot.
Yes, it
right
is.
There. This is, I've never seen so many people smiling in my
right.
life. I mean,
I hear
had
you.
A frown on their face today. Everybody was just so happy, including myself. But I wanted to just come on and let your hip-hop followers know that Al Porter Jr. himself will be assisting me as my co-host this Friday, 9 o'clock p.m. on the I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. And our special guest is the super king of hip-hop, Mr. Positive K himself.
Whoa.
Let everybody know that you want to be on
the show. I see. I've told people that, but I wanted to make sure that it came from the actual show hostess, the superwoman, so people wouldn't think I was making things up, because, you know, a lot of times people do that around these parts. So
okay.
I'm thankful for that. I'm looking forward to that. And it just so happens that it's fallen on the night of my birthday on the 24th. So I'm like,
Absolutely. Yeah, so I'm like
just so thankful by the creator for that. And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'm looking forward to, for all of your followers at 9 o'clock, and we encourage, call-in participation. That call-in number is 845-277-9243. Positive K is our guest and my special co-host. You've been my only co-host. that's an honor for me to have you. It's Brother Al Porter himself. Cleveland's
I appreciate
team.
That. You know something, I have fought so hard, and I look back, and I just want to say I appreciate that. It's a real nice honor, and I don't look down at that one or take that for granted. All I can do is just thank God that I've been able to hold in there, hang in there that long. So I thank you so much.
Well, I'm grateful. I'm truly grateful. And send my love to Mama Porter, please.
I will definitely do that. And everybody, we'll be joining each other and kicking it this coming Friday evening, 9 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
No problem. As a matter of fact, I'm going to, well, I'm in too good a mood to even bother anybody. I was going to pick at people, and I can't even pick on them or anything. Oh, yes, I forgot to add in the fact that the domestic violence event the past Saturday, it was nice to see Mr. Ronnie B. at 1008 Vision, as well as D. Woods, Carrington Management, was in the house, Laura Cowan. It was nice. You had the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Court Watch, so everything is everything right now. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the 216-486 phone number. I'm going to be just get a couple other things out of the way and let people know, if you choose the 646-478-0944 phone number that you're on, you can use it on a Wednesday, 9 p.m., or maybe sometimes Fridays and Saturdays at midnight with Emax and the Mindset. If you're not catching them on that, then that means just loading up music, and you can catch them at the same time or other times at shoutcast.com. Shoutcast.com, just type in Hood Tunes Radio, 24 hours of regional music. My man Emax always wanted to do that and get that started, and congratulations on going on out there and following on through. Blog Talk Radio also, Pastors Thompson, Friday, 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, that's 656-383-0613. And I think maybe I should let people know while I'm talking as well that I just appreciate everything that's going on. I'm going to see who's holding on so patiently at 216-486. 216-486, you're on live. 216-486.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful this evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I just wanted to call and thank the prayer warriors for praying for the Cavs, our team, and we thought it was important, since we gave LeBron James' mother, chose as Mother of the Year over a year or more ago, is only befitting for her son to also receive that award as well. So that's one reason why we prayed so hard for the team. But we first had to determine, as God, if it's His will be done. So when they won the first game, you see what happened. We were down one, then we said, okay, must be His will, and we kept praying. In the final analysis in the fourth quarter, it looked like we want to give it away anyhow, so we had to immediately get in there and pray again, you know, emergency prayer. Help us, and thank God we made it through. And the city needed it. After 52 years of going through all the blight and whatever, as you know, and we've been here for 46 of those years. So now we know. Mm-hmm. We can be thankful that Cleveland do have a winner. And let's hope they can capitalize upon and improve not only that, but police brutality and everything else. Let's hope that this brings positive things, not negative. So then I would say, sir, have a blessed day and a blessed evening, and keep up the good work on your show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And, wow, we'll do our best to keep positive things rolling, because this coming Friday night, that's a great segue to I Am a Superwoman, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, we will have Positive K. And another segue would say, well, Black Odyssey, keep praying, because it was a lot of prayer being felt in Cleveland. last night, even on Thursday as well.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. No matter what, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Yeah. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme, gimme. Not to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'ma keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence.
That the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, yeah. Keep praying, and keep praying, no matter what, love you, just keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
You know, we were talking a lot about, and that was Black Odyssey, but we were talking a little bit earlier about some of the things that Cavaliers win means. It kind of lets people know that the city knows better. They know how to act, because after the win, if you notice, like, crime rate went down. It showed that people that show self restraint after 52 years of no championship. You know, okay, besides the one police car and people doing the Soul Train line on top of the RTA bus. Basically speaking, if you think about it, there was no riot, no major looting, nothing like that. No looting or anything like that. People enjoying themselves. That's how it's supposed to be. I'm going to go real quick, and definitely I've said a few things about places that are out there. I know I'm going to be in trouble when I say this, but I have to give an infamous shout-out to a friend of mine that I respect. Did you have the nerve to call me while I'm live on my air on the radio show, Reverend Pinckney? Anyway, when I definitely let her know she got the infamous shout out, boy, am I going to have to deal with that. I have to go back in time to June 11th, 2016. I didn't get a chance to do the hip hop workshop wrap up for episode number 169, where you had people like Taja come through, Mama Porter, Naima. I think I got a chance to let people know about Andrew Robinson, they Weirdo Spaz, JD Harmony that was brought in from Eastside, DJ Dollar Rock. It was real nice to have my girl there, Danielle Woods. It was also nice to have Carrington Management there. And we had Brittany. You had 1008 Vision, Naya, Victoria, Don Bryant, Fenoika Reyes, Pastor Williams, Patricia Dunn, MC Derek, Riff Raff, and Aziza. Definitely they, and a lot of people said they missed what I had said last week. They thought I was kidding when I said that they did mention. They're both expectant parents, so it was nice to have that said there. You had many other people there from CGS. Brother ADX did his thing. You also had Smurf Nation, Elijah Williams, and a few others. But I'm looking at the names, and it's beautiful to have almost 80-something people there. It also helps when I'm able to really, really read names better. So either my eyesight is getting bad, or I have to get on people to make sure that they sign clearly. But the thing is that Suave did his street tour number 2 from his Suave Report new release. And then you had Uncle Red, who had sang with the OJs. Big Stone broke down what Trouted meant. You had Arthur Fahim, who broke reality down. A few people asked me, what's the brother's name? His name is Fahim. HGS provided refreshments, and I want to put that out there because if anybody wants to know anything that's coming up, you can always reach back out to me at 216-804-7462. That's 216-804-7462. Do not call me until another 9 minutes or you can get clowned on the air. I want to also look at my I had some things here, and I definitely had to get into it because East Cleveland is having special re-election or recall election. They want to see, should this next person be recalled? And I'm just going to throw it out there. And the reason that they're putting it out there is because they're looking at the fact that East Cleveland, Ward 3, did you know June 21st, 2016, you could help rewrite history? Did you know that East Cleveland Ward 3 has its second ever special recall election? Say no to the toxic dump on Mayfair. We must fight for our land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, and peace. Say no to the toxic dump on Noble. Ward 3, let your voice be heard. Councilman Wheeler has no meetings, does not return phone calls, has no community programs. Fire Wheeler, 6/21/2016. Mayfair, Mildred Brewer Place, Heritage Middle School, till 7 p.m. Some of the reasons why they want Wheeler gone, they said he spearheaded illegal contracts and no-bid contracts through City Council to dump on Noble Road, that Wheeler violated the Sunshine Laws, including secret meetings, no public notices for special and regular meetings, barring citizens from council meetings. We talked about that last part. Blocked efforts of open discussions with citizens and opposed professional studies to determine what is best for East Cleveland residents. Wheeler has he's a staunch supporter of the mayor in his attempt to file petitions, which were deemed illegal by Judge Russo and Common Pleas Court to force the merger situation. Talked about that on this show. Wheeler is spearheading giving valuable resources, land, to a private land bank with no monetary value to the city. And we need money for police and fire. More than 325 citizens of Ward 3 signed petitions demanding his recall. Does this sound like the kind of representation you need or want in Ward 3? There's more, much more. So it's very, very interesting, but I had to throw that out there. What I'm going to take the time to do, since I did talk about the hip-hop workshop, play this, and I'll be right back.
Yeah. It's more than a talent show. It's a learning experience. It's black-on-black crime hip-hop workshop, where you can be mean but keep it clean. It's the only hip-hop show that has radio DJs, politicians, newspaper reporters, out-of-town guests, independent celebrities, and sound advice. This is the Hip-Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1 featuring Sound Solid Entertainment, DJ Dollar Rock, United North member Swap Gotti, and Monolithic representative, the Sheriff. Yeah. This is AUG, Always Underground Game. Got the new CD coming out. Underground levels again. Make sure you check for it very soon. Check out www.myspace.com. Always Underground Game. Yeah.
This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah. Hip-Hop Workshop, Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip hip-hop workshop. Live freestyle, big body one, yeah.
You know, before I get out of here, every once in a while, I don't get like, well, let's see what this is. Somebody, you might have just called in to save somebody else from getting into trouble. I'm looking at all these ones, about 10 ones. This is Man in the Streets. How you doing out there?
Hello?
This is, yes, go right ahead.
Hi, Brother Porter. I hope you're doing quite well this evening. And knowing that we have a short time left, I wanted to take just a second or two to remind your listeners that the entity that I have spoken about in the past, they cannot be as aware as I would love them to. I want them to be very, very, very aware of Target stores, as felicitous and duplicitous and nefarious as this entity is, from personal experience. These are people, and I'll be very brief, that have disguised themselves as ADT reps and come to my door to get personal information from my fiancé and myself. And this is just to name one. So I just wanted to throw that little tidbit in, and I wanted to say the Bible says that you will know the evil ones by their fruits. And I thank you for that time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And
yes,
you know something? Sometimes you do know those people. I mean, I'm going to pull out real quickly, a 10-foot step ladder, because, you know, I think with the right side of my brain and the inner city Republican movement, there were a lot of times that we helped to fight to keep Huron Road Hospital open, led the University Hospital getting a trauma center, level one in 2015. Inner city Republican movement got media to cover why we were against the school levy, issue 107. It passed, but the teachers are about to strike anyway because the schools are still in sad shape because it was the same crooks, different level. We tried to tell them, but the inner city Republican movement, we paid cash to four top artists with a nice conservative rap such as Suave Gotti, Ronnie B, The Unforgiven, Riff Raff, the real one, Mr. Milligrand, Approve, inner city Republican movement, Chili for the Poor, Martin Luther King tribute the past few months with free food, tribute to women at the Glenville Library, plus a movie night with nachos at Cleveland State. More of that is planned. All out of our own pockets, basically speaking. So we're based in 216 Cleveland area. But we have other members from other areas, which is a blessing. Now, we had a meeting with Rob Frost, Cuyahoga County Republican Party Chairperson. Republican Party Chairperson Robert Frost, because the inner city Republican movement had one simple request, to have a booth at the Republican National Convention. Duh. It's held in Cleveland, Q Arena, or even Progressive Field or Marketplace, where they only have 22 vendors, most of them not melanated. Anyway, if melanated at all, we as a group had asked about a booth or table space, but got pats on the head, or we'll see. So Donna Walker Brown, co-founder of the Inner City Republican Movement, mine being the co-founder as well and treasurer, we sent an email, and basically the email, we sent it over Rob Frost's head, and then we even called him and others out and said that 3 or 4 months ago, our organization requested an informational table booth at the convention center. And they gave us a weak answer saying that, well, they were very upset that we sent a letter like that, and he didn't get a retraction. Why would he get a retraction from us? We had nothing else to say. I mean, we said it. We stood behind it. You only retract something if you don't believe it. And the thing is, when you find out how that by next week, I think you're going to find it very, very interesting and what it led to. You're even going to find out how there'll be some speaking engagements, including Man in the Street, that you can definitely join in also, which has nothing to do with the RNC, but it has everything to do with some other things that are coming up. Because my thing is this, I am not going to criticize somebody else if my own is doing wrong. So next week, we're going to talk about housekeeping. And as a matter of fact, I'm giving you a nice long 8-minute song to vibe.
So tell me what's so difficult to get an answer. So tell me what's so difficult to get an answer. Everything is on me, so I had to man up. Everything is on me, so I had to man up. I ain't guilty, y'all.
I can never be defeated. I can never find a way. I had to man up, I had to man up. I can never be defeated, I can never find a way. I had to man up, man up. Homeless a few times from the bottom to the top. I was just dropping hard to grind. That's when people rob and steal and kill themselves all the time. These Americans get shot up, homicide. He was trying to get the dough, but she was trying to live a lie. You will be exposed because you can't hide behind lies.
No more
sick of being represented and punished by God. Well, that's the system taking over against all lies. Did you think this a game show? Get a door prize. Family realize it ain't never a true God if it ain't about God. Find a member, follow the herd and celebrate your mind. Even if you fail true liberty, it takes time.
I like to come first, then life comes first. Then your life will come first. So a lot of tragedy, I ain't put it in words. Blood, money, your money, it all transfers. So tell me what's so difficult to get an answer.
I keep the door alive.
Everything is on me, so I had to man up. Everything is on me, so I had to man up.
I'm out for quarter, hope you understand. Born in Chi-Town, raised up in the land. I ain't a young this, I ain't a little that. I'm a grown black man, bustin' grown fast. A grown up, yep, meaning I had to grow up and stop crawling. I had to stand up and man up. Pull myself up by my shoestrings to enjoy blessings of what life can bring. I think I reminisce, I think I'll share this. How Al Porter earned a title share. I'll pick a year, yeah, 1985. I lost my daughter, that's when she died. Like a cross, I carried that on my back.
Lord,
I took some L's, life cut me no slack. But quitting, I wasn't raised like that. I didn't slow down, got on the fast track. People don't like me, maybe you hate me. So, but don't be a fool, do not debate me. No, my upbringing, yeah, it made me this way. I'm an adult with words, huh? I won't play.
Come on and may I fit all my blessings. I like one more. I still got many things, but in my life I see many, many sorrow, many, many more. So I ain't going for tomorrow.
Thank you.
Lessons. Catch up with you all soon. Peace.